Debbie Mackay of Hunwick Associates. These days, the origin of the universe is explained by proposing a Big Bang, a single event that instantly brought into being all the matter from which everything and everyone are made. The ancient Greeks had a different idea. They said that it all started not with a bang, but with chaos. Was chaos a god, a divine being, or simply a state of nothingness? Or was chaos, just as we would use the word today, a kind of terrible mess, like a teenager's bedroom, only worse? Think of chaos, perhaps, as a kind of grand cosmic yawn, as in a yawning chasm or a yawning void. Whether chaos brought life and substance out of nothing, or whether chaos yawned life up, or dreamed it up, or conjured it up in some other way, I don't know. I wasn't there. Nor were you. And yet, in a way, we were, because all the bits that make us were there. It is enough to say that the Greeks thought it was chaos who, with a massive heave, or a great shrug, or hiccup, vomit, or cough, began the long chain of creation that has ended with pelicans and penicillin and toadstools and toads, sea lions, seals, lions, human beings and daffodils and murder and art and love and confusion and death and madness and biscuits.